This is rare, thanks to COVID, unfortunately, but we've got a couple of folks in the studio with us, and Aaron and Grant Santos have joined us in the studio. They are from the Isabella Santos Foundation, and those of you that have been with us for a while know that this is one of our favorite charities. And instead of going into the long, drawn-out explanation that I feel like I always do whenever Aaron comes into the studio, Aaron, can I ask you, like, if somebody you meet wonders what the Isabella Santos Foundation is about, what you tell them?
So the Isabella Santos Foundation was created in honor of my daughter Isabella, who passed away from a rare cancer called neuroblastoma back when she was 7. So she was initially diagnosed at 2 and fought for 5 years, had multiple relapses, but then ultimately passed away in 2012. So we started the foundation in her honor to initially raise money for neuroblastoma research, and then now over the years have expanded into all rare cancers, which pretty much means anything outside of leukemia and lymphoma we pretty much take care of. So our main focus is building a rare and solid tumor program here in Charlotte, which will be the first in the nation. And that started opening in July, and they're seeing it was about 36 patients last year, and now they're over 120. So it's growing like crazy. We've committed $5 million to them, and we're in the process of building that program.
Okay, so now that you gave the nutshell, now I have to go back, because when you guys started this whole thing, first of all, you've been coming in and talking to us on the radio in different stages of this whole process from very early until now. And Grant, your son, is sitting right next to you, who's a freaking beast at this point. I remember when he was like this big, I could hold him in my hand almost, I feel like. And now, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Yeah. I'm 14.
No,
I don't mean that. I know you can handle us being idiots.
Why does he have a deeper voice than I do, man?
And so when you guys started it, among other things, for somebody who doesn't know, what you guys wanted to do was help other people not have to go through what you went through, which was, living in Charlotte, you had to go to other cities. This was part of what you had to do. I mean, obviously, everything you had to go through was terrible, but you had to go to other cities to get things done. And so one of the things that they wanted to do with the Isabella Santos Foundation was make it so people didn't have to do that.
Right.
And what's amazing is you're here now. Like, that is happening. And that's what you're talking about with the rare pediatric tumor thing, that because everything has changed so much over the last 2 years, maybe three.
Yeah. We, in the last probably 4 years is when things really started to take off. We built a $1 million treatment room here in Charlotte that at one point we had to go to Philadelphia to receive the treatment. So now kids in Charlotte can stay here and get that. And then, you know, back when we were being treated with Isabella, we did a lot at Sloan Kettering in Manhattan. So, you know, even with Grant, we picked up and moved to New York City for long periods of time. Or we would go back and forth, and my mom would have to stay with Grant when he was little. So it was just separating families or picking up and moving families. And now everyone here in Charlotte is able to stay. But now everyone's flooding to Charlotte. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's over 26 kids from different countries. We've got kids from China, Turkey. I mean, they're coming from all over that are coming here to Charlotte, which is just crazy to think that, you know, back in the day, the stuff that we were doing seemed so important. And now I'm like, holy cow, this is really life-changing now.
That is amazing to see that coming to fruition. And I mean, we always, because I was, for those that don't know, I was on the board of the charity for a while. And, you know, the goals were so small. We were doing little steps here and there.
You were so cute back then.
Yeah, like you guys now have become this amazing, you know, machine that's truly getting so much cool stuff accomplished.
Yeah, last year we gave away $1 million for the first time in history. It's just crazy to think that the first year we raised $7,000 and we thought we were like big stuff. So $1 million gave away.
There's a wing in the hospital now named after Isabella here in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is incredible. And I know that the end goal, which is making it so that kids don't get neuroblastoma, or if they do, there's a cure for it. And it's, you can see it, right? I mean, you can smell it, to use one of my favorite terms.
That is one of your favorite. And as somebody who donates, it's great because when you donate to ISF, you're seeing stuff happening right here in the community. I think so many times, you know, you see something on TV or you hear it maybe on the radio and you donate and that money goes away. Mm-hmm. But you drive by Levine and you can see what's happening. You see your money in action.
Yeah, that's what I think our donors love, too, is because I'm like, hey, we need $165,000 to bring a new researcher here. And then they give it. And then in January, I'm like, by the way, do you want to meet her? Because you just paid for her and she's here. So, I mean, you know, we're not a black hole of a donation. You're meeting people. You're seeing a room that you built. You're going in and seeing a wing. You're meeting kids. I mean, it's just, it's so touchy-feely now, which is great.
And that's something that I don't know that we, if we did talk about it, it was a while ago. You guys brought a doctor.
We did.
Here, who now moved to Charlotte and runs this program.
Yeah, so we hired Dr. Giselle Scholler. She was out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and she is the leading neuroblastoma researcher, and we got her. I mean, it was such a huge fish that I can't believe that they were able to get her. So, I mean, she, by moving here, everybody that used to see her all moved their treatment here, too. So all these kids that were going to Michigan are now have followed her here. And she's just, I mean, she is rock star. She's changing everything. She's developed a drug called DFMO that you can now give kids who are in remission that allows them to stay in remission, which is once you relapse, your percentage of, you know, survival goes down dramatically. So by giving these kids now a pill that she's developed, they're now surviving, which is just incredible. I mean, I wish that were around back in the day. So she's a game changer and we got her.
Well, and I mean, you know, you guys are the ones who are making it happen. I mean, and it's every little bit helps, from the run that we do every fall to all these new events that you guys have that are exploding. And now there's one coming up here in just a few weeks. Why don't you explain what that is?
Sure. So it's crazy to think that even though Grant's 14 and that seems unbelievable to me, but she would have been 16 years old on March 9th this year. So we pre-COVID would have had a, you know, an event with 300 women and served coffee and blah, blah, blah. But now not being able to do that, we really didn't want that to go by because that was just such a huge, it's such a huge milestone. So it's crazy to think. So we are hosting a luminary event on March 9th, and it's going to be on the lawn of Calvary Church, which is actually where she attended preschool. She was diagnosed there. That's where we met you, actually.
Yep.
Her funeral was there, and she's now laid to rest there. So they've been gracious enough to allow us to do a luminary event on the front lawn. So you can go to our website, which is IsabellaSantosFoundation.org, and purchase luminaries for $25, and you can dedicate them. We initially started this thinking everybody would do these dedications to Isabella, but like everything else we've done, it started with her, and then it's become this massive thing. So people are coming and buying luminaries for people that they know that they've lost, that are fighting cancer. You know, we're seeing these dedications come across and we're like, oh my gosh, we have to pull this event off in such a beautiful way, because this is now not just about Isabella. This is about everybody that's, of course, experienced cancer in some way. Right. These dedications are beautiful. We're putting them on our website, actually, so you can go out and read them. But we're going to light the lawn on March 9th in the evening for her and all these other people that people are buying luminaries for. And we've had such a huge reaction from the auto community. We've got over $50,000 in auto sponsors that have come forward.
Lake Norman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Robin, yes, she's come through, and Scott Clark's Toyota City is another sponsor of ours. So I mean, these auto dealers have just been unbelievable. So they've helped raise, you know, we're hoping to raise $100,000. We're actually going to be doing a neuroblastoma trial with Giselle. And luckily, all these sponsorships have already gotten us halfway there. So we're hoping individual sponsors will come through for the other 50. So we've got about 10,000 in already. So we're hoping to bring about another 40 in
over
the next couple of weeks. But it's going to be really beautiful, because I know that for me, that day is brutal. You know, it's certain days just sneak up on you. And I always try to go and give blood that day. And then I sit in the parking lot and cry, and I end up coming home, and Grant can attest to this, that I'm just a disaster, because I just feel like that day is so important, because it's really, I feel like it's just about her and I, you know, that day. So I think it's just going to be really great.
Don't make me cry.
I know, I'm sorry.
For those that don't know, the first time I ever cried on the radio was when Aaron was in the studio with us, and it'll probably happen again at some point.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a really beautiful thing, and I'm excited that, you know, Grant and Sophia will be there, because, you know, I mean, I didn't just lose her. They lost her as well. So I think it'll be really great. Grant and Sophia are buying a luminary for her with their own money and dedicating it to her, and I think it'll just be a great thing for our family to do.
Yeah. I can't believe 16.
I know. It's nuts.
It's one of those things. So I know Aaron because my daughter and Isabella were in, well, I guess it was kindergarten together at Calvary where the big celebration is going to happen.
Yeah.
I almost feel like whenever you ask me, whenever I see her and she's like, how's everybody doing? And I almost feel like I'm not supposed to tell you.
I know. Everyone feels that way. But it's, you know, for a long time, I had a really hard time following the kids that that Isabella went to school with.
Here we go. Damn it. We're all going to cry again.
But now I'm getting much better about it, but it's hard.
I know it is. Yeah. I know it is. So whenever I go to Calvary, that's what I think of now. And, you know, because I was there for the funeral and I was there when they were in school together. And it just, I get why you're doing it there. And, you know, it's a meaningful thing for her, but it's cool because everybody knows that location.
Yep.
The freaking huge church on that corner of Ray and, you know, Pineville Matthews. It's a great spot for it. So,
and it's just a good thing to do, you know, during a COVID time, you know, not having everyone together, but being able to drive by and see all of these, you know, lights for all these people. And Uptown's going to be purple that night. So everyone watch for that too. So I think it'll be a great way for our family to kind of be able to kind of grieve her and celebrate her in our own private way. And I'm not on a stage that day, which is what I'm looking forward to not doing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes I'm the sacrificial lamb on that day. So it's nice that I get to do this day in private with my kids.
Yeah.
I, for one, love being on the stage. But, you know. I know.
Well, I was just thinking that because whenever we've done things and the whole family is there and if Woody and I are hosting or whatever, we would always, you know, Grant would come up and say a few words and. As young as, I don't know how old you would have been the first time we did it, but, you know, little.
Yeah.
But you always did love. This kid has always wanted to be on the mic.
Yeah, he's like, when do I get to take over ISF from you? And I'm like, you're ready. But he always wants to come up on stage, and he's so good at talking about everything. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't know how much he remembers, but I know it still gets him to this day. Sometimes we go out and visit her, and he's really quiet, and then I look over and, you know, he's having a tough time too, and so.
What are your first memories? I mean, do you have a lot of memories from that time, Grant?
I don't have a whole lot. I just remember a lot of it. I just remember Isabella and I. Just the idea of the two of us just being together. Sometimes, I mean, sometimes I'll get memories kind of out of nowhere, or sometimes it'll take me a second to kind of think about them. But I don't know. I have some vivid memories of her and I like wrestling around on. You know, mommy and daddy's bed or whatever. And I don't know. I mean, I've got one memory of she's in heels and we're sitting there and she's like, Grant, you got to do booty shaking. And we're dancing. And I've got a lot of just her and I, and they're really special to me. But I don't know. I wish I had more, you know.
But you would have been how old when she passed away?
I think I was 5 years old, which was, I was about five.
Yeah. He remembers weird things. Like he remembers my mom coming and getting him from camp when she passed away and bringing him back to the house and stuff like that. But I think a lot of his memories are from pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. When you see videos and pictures, it always makes you feel like, oh, I remember that. And it sort of jogs your memory.
Yeah. I do remember the day Taylor Swift called. I remember that very vividly.
Oh, I forgot that happened.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he wouldn't stop talking to her. I'm like, hey, she didn't call for you.
Taylor Swift called.
Yeah. Hey, don't miss your shot. You got to take that shot, man. Right?
He's constantly working the ladies. I mean,
shooters got to shoot. You know how it is.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Wow. I forgot Taylor. And she was Isabella's a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah. So.
That's so cool. Well, we'll put all this information, obviously, up on our social media, and everybody can find that way. But again, it's March the 9th, and it's not something where you go out. You know, you'll be able to watch it all happen. I assume you guys are going to be live streaming.
Yep, we're going to do a lot of social media so people can see that. They can also drive by, and we're going to leave them on overnight so they can drive by at any time. So. And check it out. But we'll definitely be doing a lot of social media of it so that people can see that. And I think it'll be a beautiful event.
Speaking of shooters got to shoot, you guys want to have a little blast in the past? Let's listen to this right here. This is 2016.
September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So let's show cancer that it messed with the wrong city. Please join us in helping to find a cure for the disease neuroblastoma that took my big sister, Isabella, from me 4 years ago by signing up for the Isabella Santos Foundation 5K, 10K, and 1 mile.
That sounds exactly like you, Grant.
Grant, what happened?
Wow, that's, I remember you recording that.
Well, when we used to come here and take pictures after, he'd have to stand on the chair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Probably. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Well,
the good news is the kids are getting older, but we stay the same age.
All right, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That sounds right. All right. Well, awesome. Congrats on everything that's happening.
Well, I want to definitely thank all of your listeners. You guys have been, your listeners have been amazing to us year after year. And, you know, there's people that are still with us today from being on here years and years ago. So you have such an amazing group of people that are behind you guys. So thanks to all of them.
Yep. Appreciate it. All right. Well, follow us on Twitter or on Instagram at Woody and Wilcox. It'll also be up on the Facebook page. Aaron and Grant Santos. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.